Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. The Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, has been defending his decision to reduce the speed limit on secondary roads to 80 kilometres an hour by saying, 2018 saw the best results regarding road safety. When I make a decision, I stand by it. He is, however, prepared to allow for local council heads to make some judgments on a case-by-case basis. The anaesthetist in Besançon, who has been accused of having deliberately poisoned 7 of his patients, has been referred to the public prosecutor's office over allegations that he has poisoned another 50 of those under his care. He was initially charged in 2017, and in the interim, police have been investigating new cases. 2 patients have died from what is thought to be lethal levels of potassium. Employment levels in France are at their lowest in 10 years, according to INSEE, the National Institute of Statistics and Economic Studies. The figures show that of the working population in France, only 8.7% are unemployed, a point drop of 0.1 within the first 3 months of the year. This equates to 19,000 fewer people looking for work than in the last 3 months of 2018. However, the statistics are less bright for those either end of the age scale. Figures for both 15 to 24-year-olds and those over 50 are on the rise. Former employees from the Goodyear plant in Amiens are awaiting the decision from the Conseil de Prud'homme over redundancy compensation. Having been put out of work 5 years ago, the 800 complainants are claiming that the tyre manufacturer had no financial reason to justify the redundancies. President Macron will be welcoming Chief Raoni to the Élysée Palace today. The leader of the Kayapo people in Brazil is visiting Paris to discuss the destruction of the Amazon rainforest. Known as the lungs of the earth, the Amazon is also home to indigenous tribes who are losing land being developed by industry. And finally, in tennis news, after severe rain delays yesterday at the 2019 Internazionale Biennale d'Italia, matches will resume today. Out on court is the French player Jérémy Chardy, who will take on Rafael Nadal in the second round. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.